how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Jean-Lit Foot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
We all know Kit Kat bars taste delicious, but what about how they sound? It's not just a catchy jingle. It's the satisfying crack of breaking off a piece of Kit Kat, followed by a crisp crunch. Oh, we forgot one other sound that accompanies Kit Kat bars, too. It's... or maybe it's more like... Altogether, Kit Kat bars are music to our ears and yummy flavors to our mouths. Have a break. Have a Kit Kat.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Welcome to Comedians with Ghost Stories. I'm your host, writer, and comedian Emily Winter. I'm so excited for this episode. Another story from Albuquerque, New Mexico, where I just was a couple weeks ago. And this is another awesome, amazing story from comedian Steph Darnell. So enjoy the podcast. Today on the podcast, I am super excited to have an Albuquerque comedian that I just met who is awesome. Welcome, Steph Darnell.
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm great. I heard your story when we were just in Albuquerque, and it's so awesome. Totally pumped to have it on the podcast. And it takes place in Albuquerque. Well, first of all, before this happened to you, were you like a ghost believer?
Yes and no. Like, I don't know what happens after we die, or whatever, and stuff like that. So it's just like, I can't sit back and say that there aren't ghosts. I think there's too many people that have too many experiences for everybody to be lying.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's just, if it happens, then if I see it with my own eyes, I'm like, yep, I believe that. But I don't suspend this. I don't have a disbelief neither. So
it's, yeah. That
but
makes
after
sense.
This, definitely.
Okay. Oh my gosh, I'm so pumped. Okay, so tell me your wonderful story.
Oh man, so basically, I got to open up for a relatively famous comedian. Pretty famous. He's been doing it for a while.
Big. It was Seinfeld. It was Jerry Seinfeld. Everybody. No, I'm totally kidding. It was not Seinfeld.
Okay. It was Kramer, actually. several times, a lot of N-words being thrown around. And I wasn't saying, but no, I was kidding. Let me stop.
This is kind of like Louis C.K. booking a ton of women after his shit came out.
Right.
Yeah.
It's Like, I gotta make him look regular. But yeah. So got to open up for this guy, and big opportunity. I was so hyped, and I was at the Chemo Theater out here in Albuquerque. I live in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And
the Chemo Theater is K-E-M-O, right?
Yep, K-I-M-O.
Okay, because I think the first time when you told me that, I was like, man, like chemo, like chemotherapy? I was like, what is this?
Everybody thinks that. Like,
non-prop or something? Yeah. Okay, so K-I-M-O.
So K-I-M-O, basically, I get to the history of that a little bit, because I know a little bit, because I started doing research after this happened to me.
Ooh.
But the Chemo was named, they basically got it, you know, opened the Chemo, reached out to the city, was just like, hey, we'll give away $50 if somebody names, you know, that make up the name of the theater, and it has to be less than 6 letters. And $50 back then was like $780. So it was like, that was a big deal.
Yeah.
So, and then somebody named it had to be a native, like a Indian name or whatever. And the guy named it Chemo, and that means like mountain lion or something like that thing. But that's
got it. Got it.
Weird history.
I'm really glad you looked it up.
Yeah, I that's me, man. I like information and shit. Plus, it makes stuff funnier.
Yeah, that's true.
When you know the deep dive. And it's about a 700 seat theater. It's a pretty nice size theater. And going there, everything is cool. The stage manager, the guy, he takes me downstairs to the basement, because that's where all the dressing rooms and, you know, everything is, and the green rooms and whatnot. And like I said, the big time comedian was down there, knocked out, passed out sleep. You know what I'm saying? It was cool. I had no pressure, you know. And get to meet him finally. And everything was good. It was just us three, me, the guy, and the stage manager. We're the only three people in the back, downstairs, anywhere past the stage. It was just us. Weren't that many workers. It was like kind of lightly staffed, because they would just let people in, get the show, get out. Like, that was it. No, you know, it was water in there to drink. Like, they weren't really, you know, it wasn't really like a big to-do or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But because it was for charity and stuff like that. But it was packed, head to toe. But anyway, so yeah, I'm about to go up first. And I skipped the part. Before I got there, I got a message from Sarah Kennedy, who owns Dry Heat. And she was just like, she was the one that helped me get this opportunity to do the show. And she was just like, hey, make sure you take something for Bobby. And I was like, you know, I didn't
what
ask
is Bobby?
I was like, I just said, okay, like, whatever. Like, I don't know who Bobby is. Like, Bobby can, you know, Bobby can go screw with all I care. Like, I ain't taking nobody no gift for my show. Like, Bobby should bring me something. Like, whatever. So anyway, go to the show. And I'm about to, you know, like I said, I'm downstairs. I'm getting ready. And something told me to, like, you know, I walked up a set of stairs going up stage right. And there was like an alcove in the wall, just kind of pushed back. And there was like this shrine in there or whatever. Just a lot of like trees, like ballet slip, like old ballet slippers too. Like, and these had to be like, they were old, all kind of stuff, like scarves and letters and like, you know, money and shoes. It was just all kind of stuff in there. Just hanging up on the walls. Like, there was like a little bar they had going across. People had stuff from on that. It was just wild. So there's a piece of paper, and it just had the story of Bobby Darnell. And I was like, well, this must be the Bobby. So I'm like, hold on, like, wait a minute. So I'm reading the story, and there's a little 6-year-old kid back in, you know, the early, I can't remember exactly when it happened.
Okay, pause. I just looked this up, and this Chemo Theater was built in 1927, and this incident that Steph is about to talk about happened in 1951.
I should know that date, but I don't. But back in the day, when the theater was first opening, they ended up having a boiler room explosion.
Mm-hmm.
Boiler blew up. Blew up half the lobby, ended up killing, like, a bunch of people got hurt, but Bobby ended up dying. And
he was just a little kid.
Yeah, he was 6 years old.
You know?
And so you know, they're telling the story about, you know, what happened and everything, and they were just saying, like, so before performers usually go up on stage, they leave something for Bobby, just make sure that they don't, you know, they don't diet, they don't eat shit on stage, basically. Like you have a good set, you know, everything is cool. So I was like, oh snap. So now it's all coming back to me, like, oh, that's what she meant by bring Bobby something or whatever. So now I'm, you know, just a couple hours ago, like, man, fuck Bobby. Like, okay, like, you know, whatever.
Oh, and now you're like, scrambling. Oh yes, I have to sacrifice to a child ghost. Yeah.
So I'm scrambling now. I'm like, oh snap, I have nothing. Like, I'm patting my pockets. I ain't got a dollar to stand on. I'm like, I'm definitely not giving Bobby a credit card. Like, you can have that. But I use, you know, I have locks. And so sometimes I wear a bandana or whatever on stage to, you know, keep my hair together and stuff. So I had a bandana. I just happened to have one on. So I took that bandana off my head, tied it around the little pole in the middle, was like, cool, you know, we good, Bobby. Like, whatever. I gave you something I wouldn't even expect to give you. You know what I mean? I like this bandana, you know? And so...
did you say anything when you, like, tied it up?
No, I just said, hey, man, just, you know, let me have a good show.
Were you freaked out that Bobby's last name was Darnell and that you...
I definitely was. And it's off. And so I don't know if it's pronounced directly like Darnell, because it's like D-A-R-N-A-L-L instead of N-E-L-L. So it might be Darnell, like, for all I know. But it's so, just it's just so close. Like, it's great. But yes, I was definitely freaked out when I saw that. I was like, this is weird.
Yeah, totally.
So I go on stage finally, you know, they call me up. I go on stage and have a great set, killer set. It was awesome. Was like I said, the place was packed out from the balconies, all packed, everything. It was full house.
That's so awesome. Fun, man.
Super fun. Get off stage, and I'm, you know, you got that adrenaline when you get off stage. Just like, especially if you have a real good set, it's like, yeah, like I'm feeling myself for real.
It's a drug.
Go downstairs. Yeah. I go downstairs and nobody's downstairs now, because now the big time guy's on stage. He's doing his thing. Stage manager is upstage right by the stairs where, you know, you go downstairs, but he's watching the show from backstage. I go downstairs and like I'm down in the basement area where the dressing rooms are, and I'm just like, you know, I'm pacing, I'm hyped. It's like, yeah. Try to, you know, just calm down a little bit before I go back upstairs and finish watching. And someone was just like, hey, you should take a picture of the shrine. Like, nobody gets to see this shrine. It'd be cool for the gram. Like, yeah. Get a picture of the shrine. So you know, I'm trying to be respectful. So I'm like, yo, let me make sure that I could even take a picture. So I'm gonna go read, you know, look at this paper, because the little paper with the information on it had like little rules. It was just like, hey, don't take nothing from the shrine. Don't, you know, do this, that, and the third. And so I was just like, I don't remember if I saw anything about photography, but let me go see. So I'm reading the little thing, and there's nothing. Don't say nothing about you can't take pictures or anything like that. So I'm like, oh, bet. So I go to get my phone, reach in my pocket to get my phone, and if I'm lying, I'm flying. Back, the hairs on the back of my neck stood up, and something punched the wall. Like I don't know if it punched the wall, but I heard three of the loudest knocks on the wall that I'd ever heard ever. It was boom, boom, boom.
And you're like, still like downstairs at this point?
And I'm downstairs. Like I said, I'm in front of the shrine. I'm standing there, literally about to pull my phone out and get a selfie real quick. And something hit the wall. Boom, boom, boom.
Oh my God.
And like, I'm talking about like hard enough to where this is, I'm in a basement and the wall shook. Like I'm.
I just got chills.
I still feel it. Like I still feel it now. Like just that feeling. And I was just instantly like, I put my hands off my phone still in my pocket. I was just like, all right, I'm good. Like, I don't need to picture that man. And I shook the scene quick. Like, I'm out, ran, you know, went back upstairs.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know. Like I said, I the feeling is what scared me. It wasn't necessarily the knots. I'm like, okay, this is an old theater.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But they were so loud. It just felt like it literally, some knock, like, right on the wall behind me. Just like no.
Like, you could feel it in your bones.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And so I go upstairs. And like I said, the stage manager guy, he's sitting right by the stairs, you know, had to have hurt. So I'm like, man, yo, did you just fall or something? Like, you good? He was like, nah, I've been watching this. I was like, did you hear those knocks downstairs? And he was like, I ain't hear nothing. I'm sitting there just like, bro, stop playing with me, man. He was like, oh, yeah, you know this place is haunted, right? I was like, I do now. Like, I didn't know until I read. I was like, yeah, I read the little thing. He was like, yeah, man, like, this place is super haunted, bro. And it's like, because apparently there are two ghosts in there. There's a ghost of a lady that wears a bonnet. And she just, they say people just see her walking in the halls. And, like, she doesn't bother anybody or anything. But apparently Bobby is, like, a prankster. Like, he relishes in messing up people's stuff. So, like, they said they used to leave, like, donuts on this, like, this water pipe that runs behind the stage. And they leave, like, donuts on it. And they say when they come back in the morning, like, the donuts have bites in them and stuff. Like, me, I'm like, that's probably rats, man.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But they said, I guess... the legend goes that somebody took the donuts off that rack one time. They had like a theater production going on, and they was like, the lights weren't working anymore. The freaking, like, just everything that could go wrong went wrong during that show. And so they put those donuts back.
Oh my God.
So I don't know.
This is a pretty demanding child ghost. Like, yeah, not only does he need a shrine and sacrifices from everyone, but he also needs donuts. Like, so funny. That's what,
he's like, yo, I died too early. I get to experience none of this. I'm gonna pull all the stuff that I should have had a chance to buy. I don't know, but it's like I said, that shrine for me was something to see. And that's why I was just like, man, I don't think a lot of people would ever get to see this. And so it was just instantly I wanted to like capture that. But it's like, all right, Bobby's like, nah, this is for, you know, you gotta earn this view right here. You know what I'm saying? So it was crazy. It was crazy. Like I said, I still feel that now. Like I felt like I got the hairs on the back of my neck up again and think about it.
So did you know if the headliner put anything in the shrine?
I don't.
Okay.
But I will say this. He did not have that great of a set.
So you warmed him up pretty least, good.
And that's, yes, at least for what I was told, was that people were walking. Like he walked some people out of there. Like, and I was just like,
you didn't give, know. You may not have given Bobby his item because he was just passed out in the basement, you know,
exactly.
And just ran
came
up
down
and
like, went to sleep. And I don't know, man, but yeah, he didn't have that great of a set. So
that is so funny. And I really want to know. I mean, I would assume that he did not put something in the shrine, but also maybe he was high or just having an off night. But like, yeah.
Definitely was high. Definitely was high. You know, definitely, because I was too, but
you're able to work that way.
That's just, like, that's just been me for a little bit here, at least. So I have PTSD and stuff, so I kind of use it just to calm the nerves a little bit.
Yes.
But yeah, he was definitely high, but he didn't have that. It wasn't, he didn't look out of sorts. You know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't look like it wasn't nothing, like a different day in the office. But like I said, he got up there and it wasn't, you know, it wasn't spectacular like we were expecting.
So if you ever perform at the Chemo Theater again, will you bring another sacrifice?
I will definitely bring something else.
What would you bring?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like, I don't know, probably like a toy or something.
Yeah.
Maybe just, to, you know what I'm saying, keep them busy or something. Little. And I don't think it has to be, I think it has to be something from the, you know, from the heart, though. Like, got to be something that's yours, that's like, you know what I'm saying, or something that you like, all right, I want to give this to you or whatever. It's like, I don't know. Like, I got that vibe immediately because it was just like, I said, me patting around for something, I was just looking for anything, and I didn't have any, like, you know, right. I had to give him something personal, you know what I mean? And it was just like that, and I felt like, okay, now I feel like everybody has, you know, because like I said, there were ballet slippers in there. This is a theater, so I'm pretty sure somebody has pirouetted on their toes or whatever, you know, in that place.
Yeah, absolutely.
So like, for them to give up, like, you know what I mean, something so, you know.
Their tool, like, basically. Yeah,
exactly. So it was just like, there was a lot of, like, people were writing, like, full-flex letters, like, front and back page letters to Bobby, you know what I mean? But it was, like, stuff that was about them, you know what I mean? It was like, you know, they were just writing to Bobby about them, like, yo, like, almost like a diary entry, you know what I mean?
That
and it was
so
just crazy. And it was a bunch of those, like a bunch of them. And just a bunch of different stuff. So it was just like, all right, I don't know this kid, but like I said, he me having that good set there in front of that crowd, in front of that comic, you know, really did, like, literally the day after that stuff started changing for me. You
oh my gosh.
I don't put that on Bobby, but you know, I feel like that opportunity was just like, you know, you probably put a, you know, put one in the air for your boy. Just like, hey man, look out for stuff.
So awesome. It's a scary ghost story, but also like with a very happy ending, unless you're the headliner.
Yeah. Right.
So since then, has anything crazy happened to you? Is this like your big, like is this your encounter with spirits?
That is like the only, since then, that's the only thing that's ever happened. So, but I probably had some before that I, you know, couldn't even remember. But, you know, we had, my family has had like some, you know, history. Because like my grandmother grew up in a house apparently that was like super haunted.
Ooh, or really?
Whatever and stuff. So like she, yeah, cause she would tell me, she was like, and I've been wanting to make this a joke, but she told me that like she would cut the lights off and could immediately see stuff like moving on the walls and all that crap. And it was like, she didn't know. And it looked like bugs. And when it was, I was like, grandma, you might just had like bad roaches or something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like all roaches come out when the lights cut off. Yeah. But she was like, no, it was just like the shadows move. You know what I'm saying? Like it was like that. I was like, ah. You know, and I'm younger. So I was like, whatever. Like, you old lady.
Right.
You know, but like I said, that's after terrifying. Having that experience, you know, I'm way more open to the possibility that there are, you know, there's something out there that we don't know. That energy just doesn't go away. You know,
right.
I mean, if you believe in science at least. So it's just like it gotta be, I don't know. Some people just get the grudge.
And like you'll probably experience a lot more theater ghosts because if you just keep doing stand up, there's so many haunted theaters, you know?
Like I said, I'm hoping Bobby put the word out for you, man. Like, about to go back first lane, man. Bobby called to the ghost and let him know I'm good, man. I bring good gifts. And even though I didn't want to, but I still gifted you, man. Look out.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was something really important to you. I love that.
Yeah.
Step two, anything else that you want to talk about before we do plugs and where people can find you and find out all about you?
I'm good. Like I said, I don't have any. You know, if I ever have another ghost experience, I'll definitely come back.
Get in touch, yeah. Tell people where they can find you on the internet and on socials and anything else that you want to plug.
And Steph Darnell on everything, pretty much. Stefdarnell. All one word. On Facebook, of course, it's two words. I am... Sucks, I got so much... Let me see.
It's amazing actually, that we're in a point where like people have stuff going on. It's like,
yeah, exactly. Again, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, it's so wonderful.
The pandemic really, you know, put a hamper on things, but now it seems like, you know, everybody's getting back into that swing of, because
yes.
I'm planning a tour right now, actually. We're just going to hit a lot of like a little bit of Texas and then Arizona.
Oh,
and
awesome.
All that stuff. So that's coming up in May. But yeah, y'all can catch me in Albuquerque. If you're trying to catch me regularly, I do travel a lot. So just let me know what states you're in and I come out and, you know what I'm saying, do my thing. But what I got coming up? Got an award show, the SC Awards out here. It's just some, you know, knit-knot shows, but nothing super spectacular. But yeah, just
awesome.
Just the tour really is what's going to be the biggest thing. So
that's so wonderful. Well, congratulations, and congratulations on getting back out there after just all momentum stopped. Yeah, and of course, let me know when you are in LA.
Oh, definitely.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for listening to Comedians with Ghost Stories. If you are enjoying this podcast, please rate and review it so more people can find it. And have a wonderful week.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our
Star Crunch!
Quick, the zip line!
He's getting away!
Throw our last Crunch Berry!
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries!
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch!
Te presentamos a Laura. Laura tiene muchos roles en su familia.
Mamá, esposa, maestra.
Y para prepararse para todos esos roles, Laura va a su Walmart.
Chofer nutricionista especialista en logística.
Ahí consigue vitaminas y medicinas para toda la familia.
Enfermera, doctora, paramédico.
Y ya que está ahí, también compra todos los ingredientes para la cena.
Chef personal, pastelera, malabarista.
Walmart tiene medicinas para la salud y bienestar de toda tu familia a precios bajos.
Consentidora, consejera, actriz de voz.
Bienvenido
contable.
A tu tienda para todo. Bienvenido a tu Walmart.
We all know Kit Kat bars taste delicious, but what about how they sound? It's not just a catchy jingle. It's the satisfying crack of breaking off a piece of Kit Kat, followed by a crisp crunch. Oh, we forgot one other sound that accompanies Kit Kat bars, too. It's, or maybe it's more like, altogether, Kit Kat bars are music to our ears and yummy flavors to our mouths. Have a break. Have a Kit Kat.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted. Where I felt adventures pulse with every step. And where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.